You are listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again, and today we have another amazing show lined up for y'all. We're going to be talking to the singer, Gary Pratt, and we're going to be talking about his amazing project, and we're going to dive into it because it was dedicated to something very, very special. So we're going to learn all about that today. But first and foremost, I want to welcome Mr. Gary to the show and say, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
And doing great, man. So
awesome.
We're going to be talking a little bit about your project, but we're going to first talk about yourself, man. Tell the audience a little bit about Gary, man.
Well, I'm a country singer. I've been singing since I've been a kid. They told me I could, I was dancing and, you know, feeling the groove before I could even talk. And then after I started talking, of course, I was singing. Grew up in a small town and coal mining town here in Pennsylvania, and you know, got into music in all the grades through school. Started my first band when I was 15, and my parents, you know, let us practice in their basement. But everybody in the band was like 21 and over, except for me, a girl that sang with me at the time. So we were basically the fun people, and at 15 years old, and you know, the guys in the band, I mean, they must have really, looking back, you know, they must have really respected us to really have us do that, you know. And I remember we would throw all my band equipment in the back of the SUV, and sometimes two SUVs, and my parents would take off because they always had to play. They always had to be wherever we were playing because we were underage, you know. Mm-hmm. And being underage, we were allowed to sing on stage. At some of these clubs, we played a lot of like the private clubs, and we were allowed to be on stage, but we couldn't be actually. I remember one place we couldn't even be in the facility when we were on break. They made us go outside. So that was sort of weird because I was thinking, you know, here we are 15, 16 years old, and they're sending us outside in the dark, you know. So, but my parents went with me. They were really supportive, still are. Went to college, got a bachelor's in business administration and marketing, and went to Nashville after that. I've been in all different types of bands, rock and even a 1940s band. And but, you know, my heart is country. I never felt right unless I was doing country music. So I did spend some time in Nashville and played a lot of pretty cool gigs. The CMA Fest and Tennessee State Fair, and played in Maryland at the Rocky Gap Music Festival. And I've opened up for a lot of people here locally. There's a place called the Palace Theater that bring in artists like Dwight Yoakam and Pam Tillis, Lori Morgan, Ronnie Millsap, Travis Tritt. And I've opened up for all them, and meeting them is pretty cool experience. That's something that you can't really do within this last year, is actually meet fellow musicians or, you know, these other artists that have made it. You really can't meet them because, you know, everybody's been doing everything online. When I got back from Nashville, I was there for about a year, played all the clubs there, and sort of got discouraged and decided that, nah, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to get a real job. I'm going to, you know, do that. And I did get a real job, but then I wasn't happy playing, not playing or writing music. And, you know, I was short with people and decided, you know, this isn't what I want to do. I don't care if, you know, I don't make it in the music business at all. The thing is, music makes me happy. You know, it's part of me. So when I quit, you know, I sort of lost part of me. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's part of who I am and makes me who I am, you know, part of my identity too. So I started writing and singing again, and did a couple albums on my own, a Christmas album and a couple other albums that I wrote all the music to. And recently I came out with I think the best album of all, because I had all the right backing and all the right, had a producer and the right engineers. And, you know, it's a completely different package and a completely different road I'm on now. You know, I got signed with MTS Records and Mike Stover, and, you know, I mean, he's a wonderful promoter and the right producer introduced me to him and introduced me to some of the songs. I wrote six of the songs on the new album. Five of the songs were written by other known writers like Tony Arata, who wrote The Dance for Garth Brooks. Plus, Garth is one of my, I love listening to him, you know, one of my people that influenced me. And Reba McEntire's niece actually co-wrote the first single of the album. But that's just sort of a little bit of background of mine. But this album is really special because when I first started recording it, I wanted it to dedicate it to my brother, who passed away about 3 years ago. And we've been working on this project actually for about 2 years, only because I did the Christmas album and this album. We recorded all the music tracks for both albums at one time. And then we got the Christmas one out and then started working on the vocals and everything else, you know, with this album. And I wanted to dedicate it to my brother. And I started trying to figure out, how is this going to make sense? It just wasn't jiving for me. It was like I had all these great songs and I wasn't, it just wasn't hitting me like this should be something that's dedicated to someone. You know, it's not just a book. It's like this book is dedicated to so-and-so. You open a page and turn the page and the book has nothing to do with that person. I wanted it to have something to do with my brother's life, with my life, with anybody's life out there. I want them to relate to it. So I was trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, and I just wasn't happy with how I was going to make it make sense. And my producer knew what I was doing, and the engineer, and they brought this song to me by Tony Arata, and it's called Something Worth Remembering. And once I heard that song, it made the whole album and every song on that album, on this album, make sense. You know, it's actually, the whole album is about a life, and it's the things you go through, and, you know, disappointments and happy times and et cetera, et cetera. You know, we can get into that. But the song, Something Worth Remembering, you know, reminded me of my brother. And, you know, my producer, Brian Cole, knew the whole story. They knew what I was trying to do. And when I heard that song, it was just like, wow, this album makes sense now. So one song brought this whole album together. And so we decided to name the album Something Worth Remembering. Of course, one of my brother, Dennis, everything worked out the way it's supposed to be working out. And, you know, I'm enjoying this ride. I'm all these interviews, and thank you for taking the time today and, you know, interviewing me. I appreciate that. So that's a little bit about me.
And by the way, you listen to I Am Refocus Radio talking to the one and only Gary Pratt. You can go to GaryPrattMusic.com. And like you was just talking about a few moments ago, this current project that you're promoting, Something Worth Remembering, dedicated to your brother. I mean, music is something, I was just talking to someone about this. Music is personal. It's displaying your art, your craft in front of the whole world. And you're putting your signature out there. And it's all about making that connection to the listener, to the one who was playing your song on loop and going to your concerts. Hopefully when things get back to normal, we can all go to concerts again. And I feel like that's going to be pent up demand. That's going to happen hopefully sooner than later. What is it, man, that just gets you so motivated? Because you've seen these accomplishments happen for you in your music career. What does it feel like to be able to see all your hard work pay off?
You know what? It's just, I'm just so grateful. You know, so gratifying to have, I have to say this, I have so many fans and friends that have been supporting me. And since this album came out, I just feel all this support and love from all these people, and they're voting for me on different contests and I'm up for a couple awards for the International Songwriters Association. And these people are voting. I mean, they don't have to do that, you know. And the other night, there was a contest and in Nashville that they listen to your song. And if people vote in and they like it, and if you come in number one, they're going to play that song all week long with people like, you know, Tim McGraw and like Garth Brooks and Ashley McBride and, you know, all the big names. And I've been number one for 3 weeks. I was number two 1 week. But I mean, these people, what I see and what I feel is the most gratifying thing is having these people behind me. And I can't explain that feeling. You know, it's like right here, you know. I'm just so grateful and, you know, blessed to have these people in my life because they're helping me make this happen also. And then this past year, even though we did have the pandemic, I put most of my energy into getting this album out. And there's a lot of work behind the scenes that I learned a lot, you know, this year. And that was my main focus this year. But to see all this happening, you know, it's humbling too. You know, I mean, I just feel so blessed and grateful. And, you know, I mean, I want all my friends and everybody to come on a ride with me. And, you know, hopefully, I don't know where it's going to take, but let's see, you know, where this dream will take me. You know, wherever it takes me, I'm going to be fine with, you know. But I'm just for the response of people and how they're being so supportive is, and the people I've met. I've met a lot of good people this year. A lot of people doing, just like you're doing. I'm trying to keep in touch with them and a few of them, you know, I think we've become pretty good friends, you know, just, back and forth on, you know, texting and stuff and Facebook and all Twitter and et cetera. But, all the contacts and knowing that there's such good people out there, you know, is amazing.
Once again, we're talking to Gary Pratt. You go to GaryPrattMusic.com right here on I'm Refocused Radio. You said one keyword, and every interview artist catch a keyword in the show. And you mentioned blessed. And music is, right from the beginning of the song to the very end of the song, it's a journey for the listener. And it takes them through so many emotions. It could be something that's personalized to them, whatever situation they're going through, or if it's just a feel-good type situation. Music is a journey. How, for you personally, how has life, your own personal journey, being the artist and also being a human being, how has that been for you, your whole journey thus far?
You know, I wouldn't change anything. My journey, music-wise, I could say, like, you know, maybe 10 years, I wish I was at the spot that I'm in right now. But, you know, I wasn't ready then, you know. I have more to say now. I have, you know, I want to try to, you know, influence people in a good way and help people. You know, there's all these songs that, you know, people aren't alone. And musicians, I think, you know, they play a key role in people's lives, everyone's lives, that, because they can express themselves. And some people can't do that. They can hear a song and say, hey, this is exactly what I'm going through. You know, people, you're not alone, you know. And everyone, that's why this album is like, it is a lifetime. There's two bookends. There's a beginning of the album. It's, you got to jump in and go for what you want. You can't let being afraid or fear or afraid of failure stop you. I mean, it might be just something simple like asking a girl out or something, you know. So what if she said no? You know, I mean, you just got to jump in and do it. And then this whole album goes through and says all different phases of life, of losing people and happy moments and drinking and, you know, believing in God. You know, I'm a firm believer that God puts me where I'm supposed to be. And I've always prayed that I would have something to tell people, something to express people. And I think that's why he put me here now. But my whole music career, you know, it comes to this point right now. And the life that I've lived and why this happened and why that happened, you know, I can put it into music. And it's all expressed in this album. And like I said, this could be my life, you know. I mean, it's even about, you know, addictions and stuff like that. You know, you can get out of that. You just have to believe. And, you know, maybe you're going through an addiction, you know, of course you made maybe some wrong choices, but don't let that define you. You know, my whole life has led to this moment, and being a musician, like I said, is part of who I am. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything in my life, because I don't make the decisions. You know, the man upstairs does. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I think that was perfect, what you just said, because someone listening right now might be going through a dark time, and it's crazy how life happens. It just happens. And I mean, just perfect example, when the pandemic happened, it just happened. No one had any choice but to just adjust. We all had to make adjustments. We all had to just get through it and do the best we can and look out for each other in the safest way. And speaking of that, you as an artist, you've still been able to be creative. You've still been able to work your craft. I mean, you're still working and doing things the best way you can during these times. What advice do you give to other creative artists out there who are trying to do the same thing, but maybe we're all probably stressed out some way, some shape and form, but what words of wisdom do you give to anyone out there who's a creative artist and they try to make this their living, or maybe it's their next move? What would you say to that person?
Well, first of all, I think you need to be, very determined and just keep doing what you're doing. Like, even if you're singing in a basement and you're not, you know, out singing in front of people or whatever, everything that you do is experience. You can learn so much just sitting by yourself in a room doing music or listening to someone on YouTube on something that you don't know how to do. I like I said, when I came back from Nashville, I quit. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I don't care if anybody ever hears me. And, I'm talking to the people that may be sitting in their basement playing or singing or whatever. Even if you're a young kid and you're like, I want to be something. I want to be on those CMA awards when I grow up. That's what I did, you know, and maybe someday I'll be there. Maybe I won't, but I'm not going to quit singing. I'm not going to quit writing my songs, because, you know, that's my to-go place. And I think a lot of musicians and artists, doesn't matter what kind of artist you are, you know, that's when, like, if I write a song I wrote when I was 15, all right, no one ever heard it, you know, whatever. But if I look back now and look at that song and look what I'm writing now, maybe no one ever heard any of my songs. I got better because I listened to songs. I watched, you know, videos. I joined organizations just on the, you know, the internet, and ask questions. And, you know, so there's a lot that you can do on your own. You don't have to be out there in the limelight, and just as long as it makes you happy.
And you mentioned earlier in the show, by the way, we're talking to Gary Pratt. Go to GaryPrattMusic.com right here on Army Folks Radio, talking to him. You mentioned earlier in the show about faith. And before we let you go, tell the audience, how has faith made impact in your life, not just in the music industry, but on a personal level?
Okay. I grew up in a church. I went to Sunday school and I loved the music, and I don't know, this little white church, and it's still open. My parents still go there. And I think that really set the ground for me. And my grandfather was very religious. And if you can see, you know, what I'm doing now, because I do have another business in the Pittsburgh area, in the U.S. here. It's a floral shop, and I'm like in tons of churches every weekend. And if my grandfather could see that, you know, he'd be like, oh, that's really cool. But so I've always believed, you know, when you get in your teenage years and that, you get a little bit rebellious, and, I've fallen a couple times, you know, and but God got me through. Or I wouldn't be here, you know. And I give everything that happens. I give him credit, even like this business here and what's going on with my music. You know, I said it's his time, not my time. He knows when I'm ready. Whatever I can, you know, give to people, you know, through music, maybe this is my time. I do like writing Christian songs also. I do have a couple really cool ideas I would like to co-write with a couple people in Nashville to do this. And now that I'm on a label, and now that people are hearing my music, I get a little bit more, not respect, but there's a little bit more doors opening with people that, you know, I can write with, and, you know, people that I met have introducing me to other people. God is always there for me constantly. I get up in the morning, I make sure I say my prayers. I don't leave the house unless I say the Lord's Prayer. And I have strong faith.
What I'm hearing from you is just a life's journey.
it's a
life's journey. And the music project that you're promoting right now, the dedication to your brother, something worth remembering forever. So before we let you go, man, I want you to have the last words. What would you say to anybody out there, individuals who may be in a dark time and they just stumble on this interview and they're like, wow, like if he can do it, man, then I gotta do it.
Like you said, life is a journey, and there's dark spaces and there's, you know, light spaces. And you just have to, you have to be strong, but you have to believe in something, you know. Sometimes people are in dark places, they don't believe. So, you know, you have to believe in good. You know, you have to get up every morning and say, today is going to be a good day too. You know, say a prayer. Maybe if you don't believe, just start saying one prayer a day. You know, start looking around, be open to things. And, you know, go to a church. You know, maybe you don't like going to church, or, you know, maybe start reading some inspirational books, you know, or even some Christian music, you know. Just maybe you, if you need some hope, you're going to have, you know, go to some music, listen to some hopeful music, and, you know, get help if you need help, because, you know, you can get out of the dark place and try to get God in your life. Listen, like I said, to a lot of Christian music, and maybe that'll open the door for you.
Once again, it's been a true honor having Gary Pratt on the show. I'm Refocus Radio. Go to his website, GaryPrattMusic.com. And also the current project that he's still promoting right now, Heavy, and that is something worth remembering. Make sure you support that, man. Support what he's doing. And what would you like to tell people before we let you go, man?
If you want to reach out to me and my email, anybody's welcome to. If you're young and, you know, need to know some things, if you're, you know, in a dark place, I don't care. You can just, you know, hit me up in an email, GaryPrattMusic@AOL.com. Check out my music. You know, there's a little bit of God in some of all the songs, not all the songs I write, but some of them, you know. I'm not over pushing, but it, you know, it tells you my belief in God. But yeah, check out my website, you know, hit me up with an email, you know, buy my music, Spotify, iTunes, all that. But if you go to my website, you'll hit all those buttons, you know, and you'll see my email address. And yeah, hit me up. I'll be glad to respond. You know, I'm trying to help people. So I'd like to do that.
Well, once again, it's been a true honor having you, Mr. Gary, on the show. That's GaryPrattMusic.com right here on Iron Refocus Radio. And those listening right now, man, just do it. Like, just do it. It's that simple, man. If you want to change your life.
I'll be up. I check all my emails before I go to bed, and I'm usually there for a couple hours.
If you want to change your life, all it takes is one decision and take one step, one after the other, one foot in front of the other. That's all you got to do. Don't try to be there fast. It's God's timing, and just take it one day at a time. Like we say on every single show, man, keep God first, stay focused, and peace. Hey, it's Shamai Reed with I Am Refocus Radio. Make sure you go to iamrefocusradio.com to listen to today's episode. Once again, like we always say, keep God first, stay focused, and peace.